one of the greatest assets we have in Springfield. I brag about that all over the state when I'm speaking to other groups. People say, how do you get things done? It's because we're collaborative and we're partners and we try to work together on what's the best. Doesn't mean we always agree, but we respect each other and we continue to move ahead with what's best for Springfield. And I really appreciate that. We could not do this without you. So just, you know, that's a lot of, I feel like I'm sort of preaching, but I do know that parks and recreation are vital to the livability of any community. Having access to nature, having access to good recreation facilities and programs, keeping our kids and our adults and our senior adults busy and doing things that help them socialize better, make them better fit. They're all important things that we can do, and we're doing that together with you. So the plan spells out all those things, and I think it acknowledges what this community wants. Again, thank you for taking some time over the last few years as we redeveloped this plan. We encourage you to support it as we continue to move ahead with parks and recreation facilities, programs, and services here in Springfield.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other just questions or do you have two cards for the public hearing? So I'm going to announce the speakers to come up. The first one I have is Gary Ross, and please, this is my number.
Okay, I'll let me in first, I'm going to be polite.
And I'm Amy's card.
I should have told them to change the numbers.
So please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Gary Ross. 6038 Perennial Loop in Springfield. And in order to keep it short, I actually made notes because I know too long. This is my fourth term on the Wyoming Board of Directors, and my family and I have lived in Springfield for almost 30 years. Last year, in addition to my position as president of the Wyoming Board, I served as one of the co-chairs on the Yes on 20-199 Connecting People, Park, and Nature campaign to support the Wyoming Successful Bond Measure. Today I'm here to urge your adoption of the Willamette Lane 2012 Park and Recreation Comprehensive Plan. The project list from Willamette Lane's bond measure approved by voters last November was directly tied to the priority list in this plan. With your adoption of the comprehensive plan, we will have a community-wide plan to help us achieve our vision of enhancing the quality of life in our community through people, parks, nature, and programs. The development of this plan sets the stage for important change. It documents where our community is today in terms of parks and recreation and develops a roadmap for where we'd like to be over the next 20 years. This plan's findings are based on detailed analysis, but more importantly to me, significant public input. I was fortunate to be the board president during the final 2 years of this plan's development and can attest to the continuous efforts of district staff to solicit public input and priorities. We believe that the community support of a bond initiative was a direct result of this community's involvement in creating the 2012 Comprehensive Plan. We heard what the community wants, what's important to them, and we worked to ensure that these priorities were incorporated into this plan and the bond measure. In closing, I want to affirm that this is not just Willamette Lane's plan, it is yours. A community plan where you and your neighbors helped develop a vision for the future of parks and recreation in Springfield. Thank you for your support of the Wyoming 2012 Park and Recreation Comprehensive Plan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our second speaker with number two is Ann Ballou.
Good,
that'd be helpful.
I'm Ann Ballou. I live at 950 Jersey Street, and I'm the current president of the Wyoming Land Board. And I think if you, because I know you have to read an awful lot of stuff, but if you read it all the way through, then you'll find it's a well-written document. Thank you. Okay. You know, that's wrong, isn't it?
No, that's right. Don't stop.
Okay, don't stop now.
Keep going.
You know. Anyway, it's a well-written document. It's easy to understand, both for people who are professional as well as just lay people like most of us. Echoing Bob and also Gary, I think we really did the due diligence on getting public input. I think the best thing about Lima Lane is the public likes what we do. I think they support us, and we are there to try to do as good a job as we can to meet the needs and also what they want from us. So that's set out in our plan, and I hope that
other cards. Is there anyone else? I think there's anyone else here. So with that, I will close the public hearing, and then we need to take whatever actions at our future meetings, because this is a first, it's a first reading for the city of Springfield. And
So what I'll do is I'll close the public hearing, and maybe look at Commissioner Stewart for a quick motion, and the motion will be to direct staff to return with the revised ordinance for third reading, which we will not set at this time until after. Do we have a third reading yet?
Well,
do we have the date?
Well, we're not going to, you might want to have a discussion if you want me to actually revise it or not. I didn't have...
No, okay, so we're not going to revise it. We won't revise it. So what we'll do is we'll come back after the city of Springfield decides, do you have that scheduled yet?
We are scheduled to meet jointly with the city of Eugene on November 4th. We plan to dismiss the city of Eugene, and our council is going to stay and vote just on this item after that joint blankets meeting. It may be possible, and I don't want to speak for the county, but I'm sure you would be welcome to stay with us and act when our council acts on this document on November 4th. But that really needs to be worked out with your...
No, actually, I was just looking at Matt Laird. Matt Laird said we can schedule it for November 5th. So
yeah, we'll do it
Tuesday,
the next day.
The following day. So do we need to have a vote to...
Yes, to set a third reading and deliberations for
November
5th.
And do we need a 1:30 time, or do we need a time certain?
No.
Public hearing.
There's no
public hearing.
There's
no
public hearing, so we don't...
Time
okay.
Certain.
So, Mr. Chair, I would move that we move the second reading and set a third reading for ordinance PA 382 on November 5th.
Second.
Okay. So, further discussion? Okay, seeing none. This is for the Lane County Board of Commissioners. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, carries 3-0, and Commissioner Buzovich and Commissioner Sorensen are excused.
So I believe that we are done.
Yes.
So I would adjourn the Springfield City Council.
And Lane County Board of Commissioners for adjourned.
Thank you all so much.
I'm not going to be.